back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips, welcoming you this beautiful afternoon with a nice big storm promising to be a huge blizzard moving into our area. We're enjoying the winter here a great deal, kind of making up for the past few years of drought, so I welcome you. The purpose of this program is to share with you concepts, ideas, principles, and helping you to prepare to face the future without fear. And I try to keep it as fun as I can. I was off doing several lectures yesterday, and I appreciate when people say I enjoyed what you had to say because it was kind of fun. So I like to make things fun, but also not get it flippant, not get it too light, because we're talking about a very serious subject here, preparing for things that happen. You know, my kind of my moniker that I talk about is I call it the truth about life. There's no doubt that tomorrow will come, and there's no dispute that things happen. But how you're prepared to meet tomorrow will make all the difference in the world. If you're prepared for the worst, then no matter what happens, it will be an adventure. And it's preparing for the worst, not because we're in the gloom of doom, but because if the worst happens and you're prepared, it's like, well, I can deal with this. If the worst doesn't happen and you're prepared, then it's like, boy, life is easy. And I think that's the way that it should be. I like to begin in the same place with just a little bit of review of some of the key principles. Now, if you go back and listen to previous programs, you can get a lot more depth in some of these ideas. And that's one of the things I really appreciate that Republic Broadcasting is doing, where they have the archive of these previous programs, because I'm doing them as a series. And to just build on each one of them as best that I can. So go back and listen to previous ones if you can. I'm continuing this program, kind of a takeoff on last week. I was doing a remote broadcast from another city in a hotel talking about some of these winter issues we've done. I think this is about number six in this little series. And I'm going to continue here because of some questions that were emailed in and left on our voicemail. Questions that are a takeoff on a discussion that I had last week. But before I begin that, if you'll remember, the first law of survival is luck, L-U-C-K, but that's an acronym for laboring under correct knowledge. You may also remember my definition of knowledge. Knowledge is information multiplied by experience. The only thing I can do is share information with you. You'll have to get, my job is to hopefully motivate you, inspire you, guide you to go out and get some of the experience with the information that you get from me and from others. I'm not the only source of good information. Go out and play with these things. Have fun with them, because then they become knowledge. They become a part of who you are, and they can't be taken away. The second law of survival. If you're going to survive really tough situations, you must learn and practice. Right now, you've got to learn and practice daily CPR. Two kinds of CPR. One of them, of course, is cardiopulmonary resuscitation. The Red Cross will teach you that. Please learn that. It's a very important skill. But I'm talking about the second law of survival, CPR, which is courage, patience, and resourcefulness. You must practice those things now, or you will simply give up. I don't just give you a list of things to buy, I think, as you know, although I kind of have a list of things we'll talk about from a principal standpoint, but I don't want you to just copy down a list and go get them and say I'm safe. Because if you just have a list of stuff, when things really get tough, you're likely to just give up and die. Law of freedom. The definition of fear is ignorance. We want to be free of fear, which means you have to gain knowledge and understanding. You eliminate ignorance. The description for freedom that I've used for years is this: it is impossible to fear anything for which you have true and complete knowledge. Of course, the Bible says it best in John 8:32, and the truth shall make you free. That's what this is all about, is becoming free from fear, free from worry, free from injury, free from, well, how about free from death until you're done? That's what we want to help you learn to prepare yourself so that you'll be ready for the future. We'll continue with this short review and on to new material right after this break.
The The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
I'm Jim Phillips, your host on Prepare Without Fear on this beautiful Sunday, snowy afternoon in my area. Perhaps some of you have sunshine, maybe some others of you are getting snow. You know, winter's the time for snow, so let's enjoy it. Great time of the year. Continuing with our little bit of a review here, if you remember the concept of the parachute, if a parachute is going to do something for you, save your life if you fall out of a plane, then you have to have it before you need it. You have to have it on when you actually need it. You have to know how to use it. You have to actually use it. Of course, it must be of life-saving quality. You can't answer yes to all of those. If it's no to any one of them, you don't have that, then you die. It's as simple as that. Well, our emergency supplies are something like that. You have to have them before you need them. And of course, they have to be right. That's what this program is all about. The law of provident living, if you'll remember. There are four parts to this law of provident living, four key elements. Keywords are, number one, spiritual, top of the list. Number two, attitude. That makes the difference between whether you live or die when things are tough. And then, of course, knowledge, that definition I gave you, knowledge being information multiplied by experience. And, of course, knowledge is what changes your attitude. And it really is knowledge about your spiritual life and well-being there, as well as your physical life, that feeds in to make your attitude say, hey, you know what, I can do whatever comes at me. It will be okay. I'll deal with it. I can make it through. And then last on the list, of course, is the material things. I like to call it stuff, to kind of de-emphasize it a little bit, because some people think I'm safe because I have a bunch of things, and that's not true. You're not a person of worth because you have a bunch of things either. You need to understand it's what's in your head, it's what's in your heart, what you can do at your fingertips that determines who you are and what your true value is, as well as your safety and your well-being. Within the law of stuff, if you will, I call it wilderness wisdom. There's kind of two groups. The first one is the parachute provisions, or the survival or short-term emergency provisions. We call them the survival parachutes, four items: clothing, water, sanitation, and special needs. We're talking here about short-term things, things that happen a few hours, a few days, maybe a couple of weeks. Then you get into the long-term provisions, the things that you need for extended periods of time. Starts out the same way: clothing, water, sanitation. Then you have nutrition. You have shelter, wellness, tools, and supplies. Everything fits into those groups. So as we go through talking about these things, I want to always back it up to these basic principles. That's how you test everything, whether that comes from me or anybody else. You back it up to the underlying principle. And I tell people all the time, if you do what I do, then you can do what I do, do the kinds of things that I do. Okay, here's questions again. There were several questions that came to me, some comments and thoughts that people wanted to get clarification on. It really was stimulated from last week's program and some of them before. And they centered around, well, okay, if you're traveling in a vehicle, what are some of the things you ought to have, kind of the survival or emergency supplies, things like that? What should you have? And then how do you use some of these things that you might tear out of the car? I talked about some of those things last week. A little more detail some people were asking for. So that's what we'll center our program on today. First off, I think it's a good idea to, be prepared with some stuff, some things. And the best way I know to do it is I just kind of go through what I carry in my primary vehicle, or when I'm traveling any distance at all. I'll transfer it to other cars if I don't have duplicates in every car. You'll stick them in the trunk. I drive this little compact pickup that you don't sit in, you wear, so it's kind of tight inside, but you'd be amazed at how much space there is to hide things both inside, and then it does have a little toolbox that's outside that is stuffed full of things. And so I just kind of went through that and said, well, what do I carry? This will give you an idea. And by the way, I very often carry these things in the family car, or I'll move some of them around, or I have duplicates I'll put in other vehicles, because if something happens, I want to be able to deal with it. So first off, let's talk about vehicles and some of the things that would be wise to have. Some of these things are obvious. Other things may not be quite so obvious to you. I also realize that there's some people that's going like, hey, I just know how to get the key in the ignition and turn it. Well, we'll talk a little bit about that too, and what you might need to do to prepare yourself so you'll be more self-reliant when things happen. First off, I carry some hand tools. A hand tool so that I can take care of maintenance and or some repairs on cars. You know, they do break. Even new ones. I see new ones alongside the road that are shut down. Now, one of the things about some of the new cars with all the computers, hey, if it's an electronic issue, you got to have some help. It takes a professional. That's the... These new cars are wonderful, but I'll tell you what, the old things, anybody could fix those. You could learn how to do that, and it didn't take specialized tools. But there's still a lot of things that you can do and take care of, even on these cars that have all the chips and computers in them. So this is what I carry. I'm going to have the basic wrenches and sockets that will fit any of the nuts, bolts, and screws on that vehicle. Now, we're not talking about overhauling engines. We're talking about anything you might get to underneath the hood or inside of the car that is more or less serviceable, or something that may cause trouble with the car. So you've got to be able to take care of that. Of course, it may be the SAE type of sizes of wrenches and things, or maybe metric, and you need to know what your vehicle uses. I also want to carry some extra adjustable wrenches, you know, the crescent type wrench, some 6, 8, and 12 inch that lets me get on some nuts that perhaps I don't have a socket for, or I need a backup on the other side. Pliers. I like to carry both the lineman pliers, which has a wire cutter in it, and you can grab and twist and hold things. I also use the slip joint pliers that kind of open up and so you can grab bigger things. So I'm going to use both of those. There'll be a wire cutter in there. The channel locks, so you can get on some really big things and hang on to them. But sometimes they're called water pump pliers. And then vice grips so I can clamp on the things and hold them. I'll have in my little toolbox in there a hammer and a big old cold chisel for cutting things and a compact hacksaw. By compact hacksaw, I mean one of those you have a little handle that goes on the hacksaw blade, so if I need to cut something, I can do it. Full-size hacksaw would be nice, but it gets to be a little bit bulky. Another thing that I think is extremely important to have in your supplies is going to be a good quality full leather work gloves, the full fingers. You may be pounding on things, grabbing things, having to hold things. They may be hot, sharp, broken, twisted, and you don't want to tear up your hands. So that's some basic hand tools you'd want to have. Somebody who has a mechanical experience, you may want to have more. In fact, my boxes have all kinds of little things in there, but here's the kinds of recommendations as a minimum I'd make for you. You have some of the, what I call it, the auto stuff. Well, certainly you better have a jack. And by the way, be sure you know how to use it. I've sought to help some people alongside of the road, and they've got this jack outside the car with a very puzzled look on their face, and they're trying to figure out what to do with the thing. Take care of this flat tire issue. Be sure you know how to use it and use it safely so that you're not going to get yourself hurt. Know the jack points on your car. Those jack points you'll be able to find in the owner's manual. Usually most cars now, rather than a bumper jack like in the old days, it's going to be something that comes alongside up behind the front wheel or in front of the rear wheel, and there'll be a little point that it'll nest up into, and you can jack that part of the car up. But be sure that you know how that works. A lug wrench. I stopped to help some people a number of years ago, and they had the car up, be able to jack it up, but they didn't have a lug wrench, and my lug wrench wouldn't fit. So we had to get out some tools, and I couldn't get on it with what we needed there. We ended up loosening the bolts up with a hammer and a chisel. Now, we kind of, you know, gnarled up the lug nuts on there, but they were in the middle of nowhere, way out, no place, and it was like, we got to change this tire to get them out of there so I could loosen them up with a cold chisel and a hammer, and then we could get on with other wrenches so they could get in and get some help. Of course, they said it was okay if I chewed up the nuts on there so we could get it done. Jumper cables is a very useful thing to have, but get a quality one. You know, I get some really cheapo ones. They don't have good contacts in them. They got flimsy jaws on them. Spend some money on getting some quality ones. You can actually get some very compact ones. My favorite ones, the cables, rather than being the positive and the negative, are all, you know, stuck together. It's actually two separate wires, and the handles look small. But everything is soldered. It's all out of copper, and they're very, very good quality, but they're extremely compact. And so look around and get something better than the $5 ones that are so common. Now, if you do have the cheap ones, one of the things that will improve them a little bit is if you'll get in there with a soldering gun or a soldering torch and actually solder the cable, the wire, to the clamp. Usually it's just pinched over, and you don't get quite as good electrical contact. So you go solder it, that helps a little bit. The jaws are usually pretty crummy. And know how to use them with the car. Know how to properly jump from one car to another, get some power from another car to yours that's stranded with a dead battery, something that's quit on you, so that you can get it going again. Another little trick to understand is it's kind of like, hey, your car, you just can't get, there's a snowbank or something and you can't get around to jump this car. If you have the tools and you understand how to remove a battery from the running car, if you will, the one car that's in good shape, you can pull the battery out to carry it over to the stranded car and then use that to, you know, jump it and get it going. So, you know, there's all kinds of little tricks if you'll think about it, but you need to have a bit of experience to be able to do that. Road flares can be a nice thing to have. Now, emergency flashers, the battery type, and the emergency triangle reflector, those would be useful to have. But a road flare also has other uses. It's a way of building a fire, as a matter of fact. If you really need a fire in an emergency and the conditions are poor, meaning everything's wet or snowy and cold, wind's blowing, a road flare will burn in those conditions, and it'll help you get a fire going. It's the ultimate match, if you will. So road flares are a nice thing to have. If you have road flares, be sure that you protect them. Keep them wrapped up or they're not going to get wet. They're not going to get mashed and crushed. It's nice to have them in a hard case or wrapped up well in some full plastic and maybe some cardboard so they're not going to get damaged while they're rattling around in your stores. Well, we'll continue some more with these ideas of what you can carry with you to protect yourselves and help other people right after this break.
Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
I'm Jim Phillips, continuing with Prepare Without Fear this beautiful afternoon with the snow falling outside. And before I forget, if you have questions, and I do appreciate the questions that come in, you can email them to askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com. If you don't have access to the Internet, you'd like to use a toll-free voicemail, you can call 1-888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, and then get set. Easy to remember it that way, and you can leave your messages there. And I do appreciate the some of the compliments that come in that people share with me, appreciating what the program is helping them to understand and do and prepare with. So it's always nice to hear some of those things, too. But send us your questions or things you'd like to learn about, and I'll do my best to answer them here or find somebody who can. Now then, continuing with, oh, by the way, let me tell you the other thing. You can also go to the website to preparemyfamily.com, which is our primary website. You'll be able to find things there. And this coming week, we should have a new website up, or new and improved with some changes to it, easier to work with. I've got some folks that are helping us do that. So If you've been there before, that's great. Come back here maybe by the middle of the week, and it should be both look different, and you'll find it a little easier to work with everything being merged together. Continuing on our thoughts here on things that you may want to have or why you would have them, a toast wrap is really important to have. And I mean a good one. You can buy some El Cheapo ones that are braided little things that, yeah, they'll kind of help you out if you have a tiny little car, but if you need to get drug out of a ditch or help somebody else seriously, you've got to have a good strong one. It needs to be fairly long. And at least 2-ton pull. That's an absolute minimum. 4 is better, 4-ton, so that you're not likely to break the strap. Chains, a tow chain works well, too. You have to be a little more careful working them because they don't have the stretch in them, and they can damage the vehicles. I like chains myself because I know how to use them. Speaking of chains, tire chains. That'll really get you out of some tight spots sometimes, having the tire chains, especially in the winter. However, if you're going to have tire chains, I recommend you do, you better learn how to put those things on. Practice when it's dry and somewhat warm, you know, where it's, so you know how the things work. But then you also need to understand what it takes to put those things when you're up to your knees in mud and slogging around in slush and snow and things like that. It sure is a pain to put them on in the cold and the muck, but that's a lot better than the alternative, which is either staying there and or having to pay a $100 bill to get out of the ditch, someplace. And there are some mountain passes, particularly out in the west here, where if you're going to be driving there, you must have chains or they won't let you through. So chains are a very useful thing to have. Just be sure you know how to use them. Other auto things that I like to carry with me is some extra fuel line hose, the rubber hose. You need to find out what size it takes in your car or get a variety of them because sometimes fuel lines break and then you have a problem. Well, just repair it and keep going. Assorted hose clamps, different sizes to fit anything that may be under the hood. 4 feet or more of your heater hose. That's the water that the hose that carries the water from the engine block into the heater core, and that's a thing that sometimes breaks or ruptures on you. Other miscellaneous hoses for vacuums and things like that would be good to have. Look under the hood. If you do a little bit of backyard mechanicking, you may already start doing some of these things, but bring some of this stuff with you. You only have to get stranded once to really appreciate how valuable it is to have some assorted miscellaneous materials like this with you. And then a radiator hose repair kit. That's kind of nice if you have spare radiator hoses. And by the way, one of the things I do, you know, periodically you'll replace the radiator hoses because they're starting to look a little checked and cracked and getting a little stiff, and it's time to replace them. When I replace those, I like to do all my own work. If you have somebody else do it, that's fine. Tell them you want your own old hose. As long as it hasn't failed, it hasn't split, get the old hose. And now then you've got a backup. If the one you put in there fails on you somehow, then you've got something that at least gets you back. If you're going to be off-road, a come-along and a good one. There's some El Cheapos out there. Get a good one. You may spend now upwards of $60 for a good one. But one that has a minimum of 1-ton pull is the absolute minimum. I prefer to have a 2-ton pull. Now, if you have can only find 1-ton ones, we'll get two of them. You pair those things up in parallel, and you've got the ability really to pull 2-ton. Here again, you want to have a longer tow rope or tow chain so that when you're off-road in particular, you can get yourself out of a tight spot. And by the way, if you have an off-road vehicle, you really ought to put a winch on that thing. One of the advantages of using chains, a good heavy chain, is if it has the chain hook, it allows you to adjust the length of the chain, shortening it up around things, how the hook hooks back on the chain links. And so I like using chains for that reason. It gives me some flexibility in what I hook onto. Other miscellaneous things I like to have with me, these can be tucked underneath seats. They can be tucked behind seats or in the bottoms of your toolboxes and things like that. And that will be tarps and plastic sheets. I like to have at least a 12-foot by 12-foot, and I have both some of the blue tarps, the brown tarp, and then the plastic sheet, the Bisqueen, so that I can both make shelter, cover things up, and very important to have if you get stranded out there. Right after this break, we'll talk some more about what to carry.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Talking about some of the things you may want to have in your cars, your vehicles, tucked under the seat, in the trunk, in the glove box, behind seats, in a toolbox, wherever you may put them. And I'm just giving you an idea of things that I carry with me and why I carry them, what they will do for you. This idea of tarps and plastic sheet, have several of them to cover things up, to cover you up. I had an experience this last fall. My daughter was coming back from another city, and she called me at the mouth of a canyon about, I don't know, it's 30 miles away or so, in the car, and it's the middle of the night. Now, it's not where it's easy to get rescue. Of course, you can call the tow trucks and those kinds of things, but I still had to go get her someplace. So I had an idea of what had occurred with this car and how I could fix it, so I jumped in the truck, had all my tools with me, went down there, and it's, but the only problem is it's like raining, and it's cold. I don't like working out in the rain if I don't have to. You're out there, you're wet and you're cold and you're trying to work on things and crawl under this car and beat and pry and hammer and pound. And the exhaust system had come loose. Well, the front of the muffler had rotted off, it turned out. It dropped down, caught on a bump in the road and then folded up the muffler and the tailpipe and jammed it up back around the rear axle. It's a big old rear wheel car. And of course that makes some really ugly noises when it happened, and then it's dragging along on the ground and scraping and rattling and everything, and so we're not going to drive that thing home like that. I needed to get under there and work on it. But in the rain, it was just no fun. Now, fortunately, she pulled off to the stop where there was on a concrete parking or a paved area there, and I pulled my truck up there, and having the tarp and the other thing we'll talk about in a moment, some cord and rope, I just stretched those things over between these two cars so that I could jack her car up and at least get out of the rain and not have it falling on me so I'm not too miserable. See, I'm not into pain. Some people think I'm this tough old mountain man guy and I just, you know, grit my teeth and put up with suffering. And it's like, no, nope, did that before. Don't have to do that anymore if I don't have to, so I won't. I'm just not into pain and misery. I tried pain, and it's not cracked up to be what some people say it is. So we'll avoid it if we can. That's, tarps will let you do all kinds of things to protect yourself or your equipment or take care of you if you're stuck outside. That also means you want to have some rope and cord. And I have just a variety of these things. In fact, you find a lot of the stuff that's been, you know, thrown away or lost, and I'll gather those things up because they're free. But another thing that's really good to have is the military spec parachute cord, a lot of times called the 550 cord. 550. And you can get things that are like parachute type cord, but I like to use the real stuff. It has a braided sheath over the outside, and then inside there are seven individual twisted strands, and it has a very high breaking strength, like 550 pounds, and yet it's small and it's compact. Cut the end off of it where it's been melted together, and then you can pull these individual strands out if you want, so you have something smaller. I think they have a breaking strength of something like 35 pounds each. And so now you got some small little twine if you need it, as well as, of course, you have the sheath and those things. But I like to use the 550 cord because it's really, really strong, very stretchy, doesn't tangle easily, and that's why it's parachute cord, so it doesn't tangle. And so I have a bunch of that, and that's what I used with the tarp to just kind of tie things off and stretch that tarp over between the space between the two cars and fix it up so I wasn't getting rained on. So the rope and the twine and the cord, very, very useful to have in your emergency supply. So there we've had kind of our hand tools, the auto stuff, if you're going to be off-road, then some of these miscellaneous things you really want to have. Now, there's supplies that I believe you should carry with you. One of the things that I always want to have is extra fluids of all kinds. Fluids we're talking about, certainly windshield wiper fluids, nice to have so you can see when it's really mucky. But oil, engine oil, the power steering fluid, transmission fluid. And you should be checking these things periodically, maintaining the car. And if you find things are low, you can add them to them. And every now and then something happens and all of a sudden you're getting an engine oil light. Don't be driving that car with an engine oil light if it's gotten down because it's been dripping or leaking a little bit. Or it's like my older cars, they all drip. You need to keep it up, otherwise you do damage. Same thing with power steering, that you need to keep the fluid in that. So carry extra fluids, and of course the radiator fluid, the coolant. You'd like to have quite a bit of that because if you have a hose that leaks, something boils over for a minute, you've got to be able to replace that. So a gallon plus of the coolant, the antifreeze mixed 50-50, ready to go. And you can buy it already mixed, or it's more economical if you buy it unmixed. And I always save my old antifreeze bottles from before, so I can pour half of a gallon into the other one and fill them both up with water, and there you have 50-50, and it's cheaper than buying the pre-mixed stuff. Now then, baling wire or form of tying wire is really useful, and that's what I ended up doing on this car when I was talking about my daughter Sarah, this exhaust pipe that was all bent up and folded up and dragging on the road. I got under there and bent things around enough so I could get some baling wire up under there and tie it up off the ground so it didn't drag on the ground so we could drive it home, take care of fixing it a little bit later. And that's what baling wire is so good for. You like that? Just buy a roll of the form tying wire. I don't know, it's 300 feet or whatever it is in there. You got a lot of it. you'll have enough to tie things up for a long time. It'll do other things for you, too. You can make makeshift hose clamps with it, wrapping it around and twisting it down tight on things. It'll do that, as well as tying other things together. Coat hanger, the old metal coat hangers. I always keep those things. I'll have a couple of those folded up. If you need some really tough, strong wire, there it is. It's free. Of course, that's why you have the tools. You can cut and bend these things. I always carry with me a little bit of some rubber gasket material. So I have a gasket that blows out. I can repair that. Some of the 12-gauge electrical wire. If I have to, if there's a wire that gets frayed or broken, I have a way of repairing that circuit if need be. I won't always have electrical tape. That's the black electrician's tape, plastic that you can wrap around things and insulate a wire. Of course, it's useful for holding things and tying things down. Rags. Take some of the cotton rags. This is what you do with your old bed sheets and pillowcases. They get a little bit, threadbare. Don't throw them out. Those go into your emergency supplies. Also, go some of them go in your toolbox. The paper shop rags that you can get, a lot of times they're blue. Those are very absorbent and they're tough. They do a good job, so I'll carry some of those too. Duct tape. Duct tape is one of those wonderful things you can use to hold things up with. Like on the car, when the window regulator gives out and the window wants to fall down, well, in the winter that's kind of a hassle, or in the weather it's a hassle. You can use duct tape just to tape it up until you can get home and fix it so you don't have the snow whistling through your car all the time. One of the other duct tapes that you might want to look into, it's a UV-resistant duct tape. It's used a lot of times in the glazing industry. It'll hold up in the weather extremely well. In fact, if you'd like to read up on this, and I think there's an audio program there, too, that I did for the Stuff Outlet, you can go to thestuffoutlet.com. That's the, T-H-E-S-T-U-F-F, and then outlet, O-U-T-L-E-T, thestuffoutlet.com. And you look up on there under duct tape, and you'll see the white UV-resistant duct tape. And there's a whole story told about it there. When I discovered that stuff, I've fallen in love with it, and I carry it with me, and I use it all the time. I have some of it that's been out in the weather now for, let's see, we would be 9 months. We're a good solid 9 months out in the sun, the snow, the rain, the winter. Some of it's been taped on the side of a window on a car just to test it out, see how it holds up, and it still sticks wonderfully well. I have some on windows in my office here as I look at comparing it to the gray duct tape, which gave out real quickly, and the white stuff is still going strong. So you might look that up. It has a lot of uses in your emergency supplies. You'll learn about it on thestuffoutlet.com. Another thing that you can find on the Stuff Outlet, if you want to read up more on the that 550 parachute cord I told you about, there's information there, too. And also looking for a source. If you don't have the source for it, you can go there to get some of it if you like. Now then, let's see what's on our list here. Strike Anywhere wooden matches. I'll always be carrying some of those with me because if you need to build a fire or get something going, I want to have something I can light. But along with that, I'll also have some of the butane lighters. The throwaway ones, the disposable ones are fine, or some of them that can be, refilled, a good quality one. I will carry them also. Some waterless hand cleaner. If you've been out there trying to fix the old car and work on it, you may want to clean up your hands. The rags are nice, but some waterless hand cleaner is good to have. Personal items. Now, these are things that you may tuck away in the car, which is what I do. I have some extra clothing, some seasonal clothing, some jackets and gloves and things. These are jammed in behind the seat. I also have a pair of boots. If you're running around in your loafers and your sneakers or your sandals or those things, and you get stuck in the snow, man, that's a pain. So I have some boots. You could also have some galoshes perhaps in there. Coveralls are shoved in behind the seat. And I have the leather work gloves. Actually, I have several of them in the vehicles because just keep you from injuring your hands while you're trying to take care of yourself or help somebody else. There will always be water in my cars. I will carry water with me when I get into the car in the winter. I always go out to the car and I have some water with me, because the other in the toolbox, it's frozen right now through the winter, but then it'll thaw out in the summer and it'll be available to me. But I'm going to carry water in the cab. If you go back in previous programs, you've heard what I've said about dehydration and the importance of it. Always, always, always carry water with you when you're going someplace. If you want some foods, you know, I shy away from the candy bars and the real junk foods. What I have is some real food that I enjoy eating all the time. In fact, it's what I had for my lunch while I was getting ready for this program. Most of you probably haven't heard about it. You can find out about this on the Stuff Outlet also. It's the Ama Foods. It's called Ama because it's made with amaranth. Amaranth is one of the nutritional grains that has a complete protein, and so it's a great food. But this food, now the cereal is the one that I'll pack with me all the time. It's a dry cereal that you can, you know, mix with hot water or put juice with it. I like to eat it dry. And I transfer this dry cereal into water bottles that are dried out, and just with a funnel get it in there, because now it's got a screw lid on it, and I can eat some of it just by taking a sip, if you will, of the dry cereal. Now, here's something you'll appreciate is, need to have some water along with you to, after you've chewed it up and swallowed it, you need water to be going along with it to keep your mouth moist and be sure you've got enough liquid in the body to take care of them, because it is a very dry cereal, but delicious. Let me give you an idea why I like it. Here's ingredients. I'm just looking at a package here. Contains popped amaranth, rolled oats, wheat protein, soy protein or white protein, whey protein, raisins, apple dried, a dried diced apple powder, one or more miscellaneous fruit flakes such as cranberries, apricot, pineapple, and raspberries, seeds from the poppy, sunflower, poppy, flax, and sesame, freeze-dried fruit powders, and evaporated cane sugar powder. These things are all natural and enzyme-active because everything is processed at low temperature. Notice there were no artificial colors, flavors, preservatives, no white sugar, corn syrup, or anything else in there. All natural ingredients. To me, that's a good food, and it's the kind of thing you'd want to be using. Since it's a dry cereal, it'll store for a considerable time. I'll be eating it up regularly, so every few months I rotate it in these bottles, so it's always fresh. So that would be the kind of food that I would take if I want to have some emergency supplies. Again, you can learn about that by going to the stuffoutlet.com. Now then, you may also want to take with you, depending on the time of the year and how much space you have, you might have some things for, you know, sleeping. Sleeping bags. You have the plastic sheet and the sleeping bag, you're okay. Now, most of the time we don't have room for those kind of supplies, so I don't carry them. But what I do have in my toolbox to fill up the rest of the space, I have a couple of old blankets that are in there that if you had to, you could use them for a little bit of auxiliary, staying warm, if you will, auxiliary insulation. But what you should be doing for you yourself to have with you is your personal protective clothing that fits with the conditions. In other words, don't go out to a car because you know the heater is going to work and go without a jacket when it's like zero outside. That's a dumb idea. Yeah, I see people do it all the time. More on that in a moment. But here's one of the other things that's so important to do, and I know that there's a lot of people that didn't grow up fixing cars or doing things. I mean, that's what I did. We had to. If you wanted to keep a car running, you had to go fix the thing. And in fact, that's still what I have to do part of the time because can't always afford to have somebody work on all the, at least the minor things. Some of the major things, when they croak, you know, when the transmission went out in my truck, I used to rebuild transmissions, but I don't do that anymore, so I had to have somebody else rebuild the transmission for me. But I'll take care of the all the simpler things I can do to save money so I can hire somebody to do the more expensive things. But if you haven't been doing these things, you didn't grow up doing these things, it's really important that you learn how. That you gain some knowledge, that you get the information and you get the experience with it. This helps you become much more self-reliant, helps you to become prepared. I know there's even women who are saying, like, I can't, I don't, I won't, but you know what? I'd carry these supplies anyway. because you may not be able to do some of these things, but somebody comes along and wants to help you. They don't have the tools or the supplies, but if you've got them, they'd be able to assist you. So I suggest you carry them anyway, even though you say, I don't know how to do these things. You can take adult classes. You know, there's a lot of the community colleges have adult programs to teach people about basic, you know, maintenance and care of cars and some of the simpler things, but how to change your brakes. I mean, brake pads and brake shoes, they're not that hard to do. Anybody can learn to do that, and to take care of changing some hoses and change the oil and filters. It's good if you do some of those things, even if you don't have to do it for economic reasons. It's still good that you learn how, so if you're going to be prepared to deal with situations, you need the skill, the understanding. So you've got to practice now. Take some classes and have fun with it. I enjoy teaching my daughters when they were at home. Hey, I taught them how to jack up a car and change a tire. So you're not some helpless little girl alongside the road. Just do what you have to do. I know some areas of the country that may not be the safest thing to do, and you'll have to be mindful of that. Depends on where you are. But know how to do these things. If you need to do them and nobody's around to help you, take care of yourself. Don't become a victim. Be able to keep going no matter what. Right after this break, we'll talk some more on this topic.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small...
And get them to me.
...is being made available to RBN listeners. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Thank you.
I'm Jim Phillips, continuing with our program today and preparedness. And if you have any questions you'd like to send them in to me, send them to askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com. And my staff will pick those up and get them to me. Also, you can reach me on a toll-free voicemail at 888-YOU-GET-SET. That's 888-YOU-GET-SET. And somebody will pick those messages up and get the information to you. And eventually they filter to me. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time because I've been traveling a great deal and will be for a while. You can also go to preparemyfamily.com and learn about some of the classes and courses that we have done. Some of them are on DVD. There's some that are CD audio. And then I do live classes around the country where people organize groups. So you can find information out on those there. Continuing with some of these things that you should have with you, the personal things. Now, let me emphasize again, if it's winter, you should be taking coats and gloves and hats and those. I know they're in the way, and I know you're running from one warm box to another warm box. What happens if that warm box goes away or that warm box is no longer warm? And last week we talked about that. That warm box with wheels on it sometimes gets stuck, gets stranded, runs out of fuel. And when that happens, that warm box gets cold. Having the things inside with you that are in the trunk at least, or in the back someplace, that you can get out the coats and the insulation and the gloves and the footwear and put those things on so you'll be okay. Don't become a victim. You become a victim by choice in most cases. You set yourself up to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, as we say. Well, in reality, you are where you need to be. Prepare yourself for whatever may happen. Remember my statement that, you know, there's no doubt that tomorrow comes. You're going to be alive. Well, if you're alive tomorrow, great. And if you're not, well, that's okay, too, if you've taken care of your spiritual life. But if tomorrow comes, things happen. And how you're prepared to meet tomorrow will make a difference in your life. If you're prepared to take on whatever comes at you, and you anticipate these things, you look forward. We're not gloom and doom. This is not about spending time worrying about all the bad things that will happen. It's just taking a look. If this is a possibility that it could occur, then be prepared for it. At home, away, or wherever you are, just be prepared, because then you turn what could have been a disaster, a catastrophe, suffering, pain, death, you turn it into an adventure, and it becomes fun. Heck, maybe you get to write a book about it, and then you're famous and you're rich because you had your adventure. But no matter what, if nothing else, from my perspective, I just want to live through the things that happen, enjoy them, and go on and continue to take care of my life's work. So prepare yourself. Now, some of these personal things besides the clothing, I hope you've learned by now from me that you need to have a good quality pocket knife with you. I mean, earlier this morning I was off to church. My pocket knife was on my lanyard tied to my belt so that I won't lose that thing. A good quality multifunction knife is with me all the time. You want to have that. After the top of the hour, we're going to talk about my castaway kit that is always with me. In the carry bag that I have, a few other things in there. Then I'll tell you about yesterday's plane trip that I took in a private plane and some of the things I had with me there. So it's about being ready no matter what happens. First, it is your spiritual preparation. Next, it's your attitude, but your attitude is founded on what you know. Then you have the right stuff with you, or you can find it or make it. We'll talk about that the second half also. Right after this break, more on...